With the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, we're removed from the Bears loss, heading into the Lions game. What are some of the things that stand out to you going forward, moving into Detroit?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us as a football team is to keep the focus tight. I mean, this is a different challenge, just than your normal division game. I mean, you come off a Sunday game into a short week, and then you historically have that break. But so coming, and especially a night game, tough loss. So I thought the players did a good job getting in there Friday, bouncing back in the weight room and things like that. And then Sunday, Saturday was more of our game plan day, and Sunday was a Wednesday for us. So they're doing a good job. Sunday, Monday practices have gone well. We're getting through our preparation. It's the second time around, and anytime you play a division opponent, second time around, obviously there's some things you got to be aware of, more in tune with, and make sure you're really on top of your game. So I always felt that the second division game is always the toughest when you play that division opponent twice, obviously in 1 year.
Mike, if you get what you emphasize, it would appear you've been emphasizing fundamentals in practice this week.
Yeah, definitely. We had a 20-minute fundamental period today in pads, so a lot of good work and a lot of across the hall, the offensive and defensive coaches spending some time together. So the combination fundamental periods were really detailed. And, hey, we need to work on this, and the offense needs to work on that. So it's very helpful. And it just makes the fundamental stage of the practice very competitive.
Kind of hand-in-hand with that, Mike, a lot of guys have talked about getting on the same page. Is that what it involves, is like talking it out in meetings and stuff like that? And what does getting on the same page mean to you?
Well, I think you got to really, be honest and realistic about it, because you have 10 minutes of conversation and you spend 1 minute talking about being on the same page, and that's all everybody wants to talk about. So we can play better. We're working hard to play better. So the things that haven't gone well, obviously we're not on the same page. Okay, and it's no different than this year, last year, and so forth. So we're not making the timely plays. We didn't make the critical plays in the game. We had some untimely penalties. So we need to improve our execution level, our performance level, and I think the players have done a very good job of staying in the process. Everybody can prepare more on their own. I think that's something you always find, particularly your young guys. The holiday season is always a real stickler as a head coach. I learned that probably about my third or fourth year. You have to remind these guys that, this is their 15th game of the year, then all of a sudden family, Thanksgiving, and, everything changes. But what cannot change is your preparation for each and every game. If anything, it has to go up, especially during the division stretch that we're in.
Speaking of that division stretch, Mike, the Lions, since they came here, have held opponents under 20 points per game. What are you seeing out of that defensive unit? There's not a lot of, for lack of a better phrase, star power on it, Ziggy Ansah and stuff. Not a ton of household names, but they've been very effective.
Well, yeah, I don't know about star power as far as, the household name, but, let's be honest. We got a lot of high draft picks on that whole football team. So this has been a very talented outfit for a number of years. It's obviously a bigger challenge when you play over there, and no different than when you go to anybody's home stadium. So whether they're not household names or not, because of their success or whatever it is, this is a very talented defense, and we need to go after them. We need to go get them, and that's going to be our approach.
Are you hopeful for the return of Jared Aberderis? The last time he faced Detroit, 4 catches, 57 yards, looked very, very good. How does he look in practice, Mike?
He's had 2 good days, so hopefully he can clear the injury, the injury report, and be ready to go.
Mike, while we're talking about young receivers, Jeff Janis, 4 kickoff returns, and 2 of them are big-time kickoff returns. I would assume we're going to see more of them in that role.
Oh, absolutely. He's earned it, and he's earned the opportunity. We need to block better for him. That was clearly a poor performance by our blocking unit on a kickoff return against Chicago. I mean, particularly on his second return. Hell, I think he had 6 guys around him and broke 5 tackles to come out of there. So It needs to be return game. This is the time of year that, you know, we really put. Well, we've always put a lot of investment, but playing in Green Bay in November, December, this is where our return game's really got to show up.
Andrew Corliss practicing again, Mike. I know you can't give a timetable or anything like that, but what do you see out of him, and what do you hope down the road for him?
Well, today was his first practice, he's got to get his feet underneath him, and it was good for him to get the padded work because, I mean, that's exactly what he needs. So, he's played a lot of football for us, but I think next week when we get into a full week, we'll have a better gauge.
Mike, you mentioned it's this time of year. The fact that you opened the second half with six straight runs against the Bears, is that a sign it's this time of year, the weather's turning bad and so forth?
I like to think so. It sounds good. You know, it's rough and all that. But, you know, you have to run the football. You know, we need to do a better job of playing run and pass. So it's easy to get pass happy with Aaron Rodgers, your quarterback. I think it's a mistake that every one of you would make in Madden football, whatever your football, you know, game is when you get to call plays. But, we need to stay balanced, and our run game is a big part of that.
Next up, our special guest. He is Dayton Jones. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. McCarthy Show. Please welcome our special guest. He is Dayton Jones. Very nice.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. In your third year, everybody says you are making that next step. How do you react to that and say that this year is so far your best year?
Just taking it a day at a time right now. The season's not over. We still have, you know, five games left on the season, including the playoffs. And right now, just dialing into my responsibility, making sure that I'm taking care of my job and making sure that I'm taking the right steps every day in practice to get better.
Now, as of late, Dayton, you're becoming very versatile. Now, you can play with your hand on the ground, but you've moved outside to a stand-up linebacker, made some plays. How do you like that, and is that conducive to your skill set?
I love it. The biggest thing is, you know, the more you can do in the NFL locker room, that makes you a much more valuable player. And you know, we have a very competitive defensive line, and, you know, if I'm able to get on the field at the defensive line position or the outside linebacker position, I'm very excited. And, you know, I take my job very serious, and, you know, it was really hard to come in and really learn that outside linebacker position, but I dialed in and took advantage of my opportunity that was given to me.
You had some strong words after the Bears game. You said you'd take it personally. It was almost like a slap in the face to Brett that you didn't win that game. Do you feel like you're becoming more of a voice in that locker room, leader? Is that just open honesty, the way you feel about things?
You know, I feel like everyone can voice their opinion. We're all brothers in the locker room. We've been through so much, from OTA workouts to training camp and just the season. So we've been through a lot of days, good and bad, together. So we know how to handle adversity, and, you know, no one's afraid to voice their opinion in our locker room. And, you know, coach has given us the platform to have a voice in the locker room. You know, they made it more, you know, of the players' locker room on our team. So we talk a lot in our locker room. We're all close, and, you know, I don't think anyone took it as an insult. No one took it personal. They just took it as a sign to get better.
Dayton, you've been making splash plays this season. And I guess the question is, what's that all about? Where does it come from? Is it just a matter of ability, meeting opportunity? How does those things happen?
I'll say it's all about preparation. it's all about preparation. Coaches, we break down a lot of film. We go over it a lot. When I get home, doing the same thing on my Apple TV, breaking down film, watching games that I recorded back home, and picking up tendencies. So half of it is being well prepared. The other half has been in the right place at the right time. But been making a lot of splash plays. You know, I feel like we all have, and, you know, we got to continue to keep making these splash plays so we get into these playoffs.
Hand up, hand down. You've blocked field goals. You've blocked extra points. You are Mr. Versatile. What is the art of blocking a kick? Because you seem to be pretty good at it, have a knack for it.
It's all about attitude and effort. You got to have heart. That's the only way you're blocking the kick in this league, in high school, in college. It's a hard play to make, and not everyone is able to do it. But if 11 guys are willing to sell out on this special teams unit, then, you know, somebody's going to come free and block it. I mean, it's called special teams for a reason. It's, you know, the way we look at it, our field goal block team is the special forces. You know, you got to call the Navy SEAL in, you know, to execute this mission. So every time we're out there, we're trying to complete the mission.
Dayton, you are a new father. And I was wondering, does that have anything to do with suddenly this season is coming together for you? Does what goes on off the field have an effect to what goes on the field?
Oh, yeah, every day. For me, just coming to the season knowing that, you know, I was going to be faced with so much adversity from my off season, you know, to fatherhood, you know, to marriage, to so many different things. I had to buckle down. At the end of the day, you know, the person that I want to impress the most is my wife and my daughter. And at the end of the day, when my daughter read about me, when she's 18 years old in high school, I want the internet to say only good things about me and the people that actually know me. So, yeah, every day I leave my home, I kiss her on the forehead, kiss her and my wife on the forehead, and, you know, it's go time.
We got to end on this note. You're from Compton, greater L.A. area. How did you get used to the weather here in Green Bay?
Oh, there's no getting used to it. you can't. You know, the people here, you know, I don't see anyone wearing basketball shorts and tank tops in the winter. It's no getting used to it. You know, you can have fun in it, but it's no getting used to it.
That's a good way to put it. You just tolerate it. All right, next up, Dayton and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Side, single receiver to the left. Cutler takes, hands it off to the running back, Langford, who's buried by Dayton Jones.
Welcome back. We're going to talk some football with Dayton Jones. And Dayton, I want to show you a splash play from the Bear game. If we could roll the tape, you see Dayton lined up out here. Quick inside move and a nice tackle for a four-yard loss. Now, there's more to that quick inside move than meets the naked eye. Let's go back and take us through it, Tate.
Well, first of all, for me, I'm lined up here at the left outside line, elephant in position, outside linebacker right here. What I see right now, I'm an open, really defensive end, outside linebacker, elephant in right here. And what I see right here is a open B gap to my side. Right now, I'm a three-way player, really. I have contained. I have to set the edge right here. But because I have this wide B gap and a one technique to me, the B gap is now available to me. Nate Palmer is able to read off me if I decide to make a quick inside move. So I see the guy. He's really set, aggressive. He's really locked in on me. So as you can see right here, I turn my pads, my shoulders 45 degrees up the field, so I'm not giving it away which way I'm going. And when they run the play a little bit, you know, I'm trying to influence them. I take a step up the field, head bob, take a quick step up the field, head bob, 45-degree angle, step inside, right up the field, get right back up the field so, you know, I can make the play on his upfield shoulder.
If we could run it back one time, please. That head bob, that's a fake to the outside. Watch Dayton's head really close here, okay? Watch his head really close. I mean, because that fools the guy.
The head bob is everything. You have to be able to – you have to.
There it is, right there. One more time. Now, did you pre-program that in your mind before you did it, or was that a reaction to him oversetting?
It was actually a reaction to him oversetting. You know, we practice it all the time. You know, you can see Julius Peppers do it many times. And, you know, for me, I saw him take this huge step, and I was just like, wow, please let me make this play, because if he don't make the play, then, you know, I miss my assignment. You know, I make it harder for Nate. So it was great that I made the play. You know, third down, waving to my family on Thanksgiving back home in California.
So you were aware of the overhead?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Once I made the play, you know, I said I had to do something cool. You know, I normally try to get away from celebrating this year. But, you know, I had to point to my mom, wave at her. You say, Mama, I love you. Lauren, Layla, I love you.
That is really cool. You know, Dayton, that's not the first time you did something like this. I remember back on the goal line against the Chargers Now, you were ground down, but the same move to the inside.
The same move.
Big, huge play on the goal line
same
at the
thing.
End of that
Heavy
game.
Oversetters, quick inside move, you're making a play in the backfield.
Dayton Jones making splash plays.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, Eddie Lacy, 17 carries, 105 yards, a touchdown, but obviously he had the fumble and then barely crossed the goal line, threw the ball in the air. Do you think going into this game that he knows that he's got to have, you know, better control of the football but to continue the production, I would say? Something like that?
Yes.
Is that a good way to go about it?
I mean, Eddie did some really good things running the football. I thought we blocked very well in the Chicago game. But you have to take care of the football. I mean, everybody knows that. It's practice every day. It's emphasized. So, I mean, that's not the way we play. And that's for everybody. So we got to take care of the football or you don't play.
Corey Linsley back at practice this week, Mike. But with the work of J.C. Treader over the past couple games and Corey's absence, you've got very enviable depth at center. You got two good players there.
Oh, definitely. No, I mean, let's remember that J.C. was a starter. And you know, Corey got the opportunity. So, yeah, we're very fortunate to have both those guys. Corey had some good work today, so we'll see how he feels tomorrow, and we'll kind of take the week to make sure Corey's ready.
Trademark of most of your teams creating turnovers, is that an added emphasis now, Mike, as well at this point of the year?
Well, it's not an added emphasis; it's a daily emphasis. And the fact of the matter is, you know, to get takeaways, you got to get your hands on the ball. So, and I think you have to be realistic about that. We're getting our hands on the ball. We're getting the ball out. We haven't recovered those fumbles. You know, we had some balls in the air that we're getting our hands on. We haven't pulled them in yet. So that's the thing that I really never get caught up, because number one, you have to create the opportunity to get the takeaway, and it's second part of it is you have to execute it. So. The hardest part is creating the opportunity, and we're doing that. And I have confidence that we'll execute it as we move forward.
All right, next up, we'll get you ready for the Detroit Lions. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, it's December football. It's another division game, and they've kind of gotten on a roll the last three games, the Detroit Lions three-game winning streak going in there.
They're playing well, and we're playing there. So, I mean, that's the challenge, but you know, at the end of the day, you always talk about trusting the process, trusting the preparation, and I have great confidence in the fact that we go in and play to our capabilities, we'll win the game. So our expectation is to win. It's a game that obviously we need. It's a division game, and our guys are doing a good job getting ready.
Earlier this week, Mike, you said something I thought was very interesting when you said you don't own success, you rent it. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think, let's be real. I mean, we're spoiled. I mean, we work for the Green Bay Packers. We have great history. We have great tradition. We have recent success to build off of. But that doesn't guarantee success today or tomorrow. So it's just a refocus mechanism for our football team. The G on the helmet is special. But when that G on the helmet walks out onto opposing field, everybody, you're going to get everybody's best shot. So, and we know that, and we need to play above it, and we're going to play above it. So, I have a lot of confidence in this football team.
Back-to-back Thursday games and all the division games in a row, is this a different stretch for you, Mike, in your 10 years here?
Oh, the scheduling's different. I think we all recognize that. I mean, but, Detroit's on the same schedule path as we are. They played on Thanksgiving Day and went Thursday to Thursday. So, it's different. Hopefully it doesn't happen for another 10 years and some other coach has to deal with it. But it's all part of the challenge of the National Football League. And hey, it's, the night games, the TV games are special. It's great for our fans to be on national TV. But, it's been different. This has been very different.
Good luck against the Lions.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. And that's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after the Detroit game.